From the KERA Newsroom, I'm BJ Austin. In a few minutes, how one Chinese student is finding her way in the United States. It's the latest installment of our American graduate series, Generation One. We'll start with Governor-elect Greg Abbott, who spent the day in Arlington. As KERA's Bill Siebel reports, he talked with lawmakers about the legislative session that will start next month.
Abbott's official agenda has been out there for at least a week, but he's been talking about it since he launched his campaign. In Arlington Tuesday, the governor-elect said education, with a push for more pre-K funding and nationally ranked universities, is a top priority.
When we work together, working to genuinely build the pathway for a stronger Texas in one or two decades, we recognize that that pathway is likely going to be going through our schoolhouse doors every day.
Abbott reiterated his other priorities, improved transportation, and more border security dollars, $300 million, along with hundreds more officers. Democrats welcomed Abbott's willingness to work across party lines, even though Abbott's a Republican, and so are most House and Senate members. Representative Helen Giddings called this visit a first.
This early in the game, it's unprecedented for the governor-elect, or even the governor, to come and visit with groups such as this.
Governor-elect Abbott's inauguration is set for January 20th, 2015, a week after the 84th Texas Legislature convenes. Bill Siebel, KERA News.
For the last month and a half, KERA has been profiling first-generation students in an American graduate series called Generation One. Today, Stella Chavez looks at the influx of Chinese students attending American schools. A decade ago, U.S. schools hosted 600 or so Chinese students. Today, there are more than 38,000. One girl's story starts at a charter school in Garland.
Every other weekend, Ni Ying Cao and her classmates pile up in a large white van and head to Ranch 99 Market. It's a bustling Chinese supermarket in a Plano shopping center off Spring Creek Parkway and Central Expressway. More than 7,000 miles away from China, it's a small reminder of home for the 10th grader, who goes by Aaron.
It's different from there. It's much different from China, but a bit like.
A bit like China, Aaron says. She and another student, Jiaying Zhang, who goes by her American name Shirley, grab a shopping cart and walk up and down the aisles.
We like the soy milk and some chocolate pies and some snacks.
Erin, who's 17, is from Shanghai. She's one of 28 Chinese kids who arrived in August to attend International Leadership of Texas. It's a public charter high school in Garland. The teens live on campus in newly built apartments. During the week, they have wake-up calls at 6:10 a.m., lights out by 10 o'clock Sunday through Thursday. But on the weekend?
Like in China, if I get up late, I always have my breakfast, but here, if I get up very late, maybe the breakfast was cold. But in China, my mom will do that.
The Department of Homeland Security says 60 times as many Chinese kids are attending American schools today as in 2005. Gary Manns is the director of international students at Aaron School, IL Texas, and guardian for those 28 kids.
So I'm like their second dad. I make sure they're fed. I make sure they're in bed by a certain hour curfew. I get them up in the morning. I take them places like on the weekends.
Mann spent 2 years teaching in China, and his wife is Chinese. The two live on campus with the students and stay in touch with the parents using the voice and text messaging service called WeChat.
I was taking them to North Park Mall and things like that, but their parents want me to kind of slow down on the shopping thing. So these kids were buying expensive items. So right now we're just doing the Walmarts and the Chinese markets.
Sending your child to the U.S. for an education is not cheap. Those who come typically are from middle and upper class Chinese families. The students at IL Texas are paying $28,000 a year. Next year, it'll cost $40,000 when the school is considering a plan to turn the Chinese exchange program into a private operation. That price tag includes health insurance, a laptop, iPhone, room, and board. The students are here on non-immigrant visas, but many will stay in the U.S. to attend college and try to land a job after. Nadia Ayala is the school's principal.
China is the second largest world economy, so we feel like we'd be giving our students a lot more opportunities if they're able to communicate with a lot more people.
That's why it's so important for these kids to master English. A lot of the kids know a little bit when they arrive. In class, teachers have to speak slowly and use visuals, showing them pictures of words. Shirley, who's 16, says living here takes some getting used to. She compares it to a classic adventure tale.
Alice in Wonderland.
She explains why.
Everything is new and it is different from China in some ways, and it's just like a new world.
Still, there are some things, it seems, teens everywhere like to do. During this outing, the girls stayed glued to their iPhones. Shirley even brought her iPad. At one point, she approaches our photographer and begins reading lines from her screen.
So bashful when I spy her, so pretty, so ashamed, so high.
It's an Emily Dickinson poem. A few minutes later, Erin approaches a stranger and reads a different poem as Shirley records it on her phone.
None can avoid their purple.
Turns out it's a class assignment to get the kids to practice their English. The girls try not to laugh as they approach other people. One man says no. A woman says okay, just as long as no one takes her photo. Afterward, the girls say it was challenging.
Yeah, I worry about my English. Because I think English is much easier in China because it's like the basic, but
Here it's a lot of essays.
It's not just English they have to practice. At IL Texas, all of the kids are learning Mandarin and Spanish, too. The plan is to send a group of the American students to Shanghai next year. When it comes to Spanish, Aaron's in luck. Each Chinese kid is paired up with a local mentor. Aaron's is a 15-year-old girl named Ariana Guevara, who goes by Aria. She was born in Mexico and speaks Spanish. The first time they went to Aria's home, they made tostadas.
I showed her how to prepare them, how to put the beans and the lettuce and the meat of her choice that she wanted. And at first she had trouble because, you know, it's not something usual for them to eat with their hands. And a tostada, you eat with your hands. But then after she got the hang of it, she's like, oh, this is really good. Like, yum.
Erin's going to spend Christmas break with Aria and her family. On the menu, tamales, pozole, English, Spanish, and Mandarin. Stella Chavez, KERA News.
To catch up on the rest of the American Graduate Generation 1 series, visit generation1.kera.org. Oak Cliff's pride and joy, Stevie Ray Vaughan and his band Double Trouble are finally in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. That announcement came this morning. Stevie Ray made the cut along with Lou Reed, Ringo Starr, the Paul Butterfield Blues Band, Green Day, Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, the Five Royals, and Bill Withers. Jeff Lyles, artistic director at the Kessler Theater, knew Stevie Ray when he was playing local gigs around Dallas. Lyles says it's kind of silly to talk about whether the honor is long overdue.
He brought back blues guitar back into the mainstream. He managed to bring a whole new audience to traditional blues guitar that probably wouldn't have been there otherwise.
North Texas musician Paul Slavens, who's also a DJ on our sister station KXT, says he'll never forget the night he wandered into a spot in Deep Ellum in the late 80s and discovered Stevie Ray Vaughan was sitting in with the band.
I was completely entranced by him. It's just that thing that they say. He had that special something. And playing a style of music that I'm not even all that particularly engrossed in. But boy, that night I was.
The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame ceremony inducting Stevie Ray Vaughan and his band Double Trouble, Tommy Shannon, Chris Layton, and Reese Winans will be April 18th in Cleveland. And we finish with one of Stevie Ray's classics, Texas Flood. You can like KERA News on Facebook or follow us on Twitter. From the KERA Newsroom, I'm BJ Austin.